News. I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire fence in El Paso, overwhelming National Guard troops. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports from Dallas.
Agents that work this area and are familiar with the case tell me that this all started when Texas troops tried to corral migrants, a group of migrants that were actually on U.S. soil. And things definitely got tense after several hours. The governor did post on social media that today he's telling them to put more razor wire back in that area.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative and immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez bowing out of the Democratic primary says he will not run while he is facing that May trial on corruption charges, but he has also hinted that he may run as an independent. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice, both men now accused of two murders. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two hospitals in western Wisconsin closed today. HSHS announced in January it would close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Prevea Health is also closing its clinics across western Wisconsin this spring. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money is not the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Tana Elias has been named the new head of the Madison Public Library System. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway made the announcement Thursday. Elias already works in the library system, currently serving as the digital services and marketing manager. She's been involved in Madison libraries for around 30 years. She'll take over the role as library director on May 12th, pending approval from the City Library Board and Common Council. The Dane County Board will look very different after next April's local elections. 10 Dane County supervisors have decided not to run for re-election. That means that the board is guaranteed to have 10 new faces. In those 10 seats, 7 of them only have one candidate appearing on the ballot, all but guaranteeing they'll be on the board. Among those leaving is Supervisor Dave Ripp of District 29, who has been on the board for nearly 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sports. snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Tune in Friday for a Snowmageddon edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll air your grievances. Tune in across the Civic Media Network 4 to 6.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Covering the sort of desperation that Trump has, he's burning $232,000 a day on legal fees. There's this long back and forth about the RNC is going to use the RNC as a vessel to pay his legal bills. And Les Civita said at one point, you know, when his campaign person, absolutely not. Well, today, reporting on the joint fundraising agreement with the Republican National Committee directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays the former president's legal bills before the RNC gets a cut.
God, uh-huh. Couldn't happen to a nicer party. He's going to take the whole party down with him. It's so exciting. Hooray. Empty Wheel tweeted, it's only right that all down ballot Republicans have to wait in line behind Trump's civil and criminal defense lawyers to get money. For 7 years, they have serially agreed to turn the GOP into a criminal protection racket, and this is the inevitable result of that.
They deserve it.
Ha, ha, and ha. T, and then a he.
They deserve it.
Yeah, maybe they'll have some trickle-down economics. Maybe that'll something will reach them. Maybe they'll get a golden shower at some point.
Oh.
Okay. Also, this just in. Did he just tweet this? He rages on Truth Social.
The thing he's going to sell?
He said, I currently have almost $500 million in cash.
Oh.
So because his ego can't take all this humiliation, which is so fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I believe we will ask Glenn Kirshner in just a few minutes, but I believe this is going to hurt. This is where his lying and his braggadocio and all that meets a court of law.
Yeah.
And meets it's like, okay, you got $500 million in cash. Like, this all can be used against him.
That's right.
It's just, oh, my God. I'm enjoying, as I said yesterday, Chris, let's enjoy every level, every layer of his humiliation.
Yeah.
Tick tock, tick tock. Do we find the 60 Minutes clock?
Not yet.
Monday, coming up Monday.
Although,
do you think he's going to have a good weekend?
This sale of Truth Social that I was just hearing about this morning has really...
I believe Letitia James can take that as well, just like Cindy Lou, who's... he
can't touch it.
Oh, and I'm sorry, that would be the Who Berry. She will take everything else.
Right. He can't touch it for 6 months. However, he can take out loans against it, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
So...
She's going to take it like... The Grinch took the Whoberry.
Right.
Because, and also, we'll talk to Glenn about this as well, but as we were mentioning, you can't, because bankruptcy is not an option either. You can't discharge fraud debt through bankruptcy.
Well,
he is, I think the legal word is,
He's
truly.
He's been clear that he doesn't want to declare bankruptcy.
Right. I mean, it's
but if he can take out a loan against this $3 billion windfall that he's expected to get,
we shall ask Glenn.
That's got me a little hinky.
Well, we shall ask Glenn. But I love, we were talking about this yesterday, the monitor, which I know has to be making him crazy. How many times do you think he's called her the C word?
Well, every
day. Do we have an over-under?
Every day.
Because you can tell Judge Ngoron knows that he has a million sleazy criminal tricks up his sleeve, and that's why why he, first of all, but he clarified.
Yes.
Again, we'll talk to Glenn about this. But this is because of Donald Trump's effery, because you know you're thinking, what's he going to pull now, right? So the judge who handed down the $464 million judgment has ordered the Trump Organization to keep the court closely informed about any efforts to secure a bond ahead of the deadline. Remember we were saying, is there going to be transparency? And I think AG was yesterday's one that told us, yes, we will, because of what's her name? Barbara Jones is a former federal judge. She's the court-appointed monitor. So he said Trump's company needs to provide details to her about any attempts to attain a bond. So Letitia James obviously poised to move quickly. Her office has already filed judgment in New York's Westchester County, which is home to Seven Strings and the Trump National Golf Club in Westchester. I lived up that way, so I know.
Did you drive past the Trump
golf
course all the time?
No, I did not. James did not need to do that step in New York, in New York County, Manhattan, because that's where the judgment was executed. So obviously Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street are there. So I like, just every time she raises her hands, he's going to flinch, because am I going to go get this one?
Right.
Or is it going to be maybe that one?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Oh, she's going to Westchester. Nah, it's Trump Tower. How poopy is his diaper right now?
No.
I mean, seriously. It's unclear why the judge waited until now to ask for the additional information, because I'm guessing he's the same as us going, okay, what last minute is he going to pull? What is he going to pull now? But the language in the order suggests he wants to make sure the company, which he found had exchanged in persistent fraud by overinflating assets, does not make any misrepresentations to bond companies. Of course, someone who got here by lying, of course, could lie again to get out of this. And by the way, I was reminded he's already gotten a pause. That's the other thing he always asks for is delay, and I need more time. This is already a 30-day reprieve that he got. That's what ends Monday, which I'd forgotten. Anyway, but just the way this reads, and we'll talk to Glenn about more of it. Defendants shall not evade the terms of the monitorship order by transferring assets, reincorporating existing business entities in other forms or jurisdictions, modifying entity ownership, or any other form of restructuring change in corporate form. So I think that kind of covers it. You know, what he's anticipating Trump might try to do. But this story, it's so fantastic what we just referred to, despite earlier denials, because of course they lied because they work for Donald Trump.
Right.
The RNC will pay Trump's legal bills. Someone this morning, Chris, said Trump's campaign is like someone holding a full bag, a paper bag full of water. It's going to burst, and it's going to burst all at once. Don't buzzkill-y this morning. I'm just going to ignore you until I...
What did I do?
I don't know. You have that buzzkill-y. Just let me finish about this, because I think... Jacket!
Okay. You asked.
I think, anyway, this is... Because it isn't just him. I keep saying it's not just him, it's the whole party. Well, this is like... this is how he's going to take the whole party down with him. They got behind a felon. Someone with 90, or what do you call it? What are we up to? 91 counts against him. So now they're going to use all the money, and they said they would not do that. They're going to use all of it to pay his legal bills. Last year, his campaign spent $50 million of donor money on his legal expenses alone. It makes it more likely Republican donors could see their money go to Trump's lawyers, who've received at least $76 million over the last 2 years to defend him in all of the criminal, civil, etc. Some Republicans already troubled that Trump's takeover of the RNC could shortchange the cash-strapped party. You think?
Yeah.
Legal spending made up a whopping 85% of Save America PAC's operating expenses just in the first 2 months of 2024. This would be last month. Who said on Fox News last month? Look, the president's campaign has made it perfectly clear they're not going to ask for any of those legal funds to be coming out of the RNC, so that is a done deal.
Is that Laura Trump?
No, that was Michael Whatley, the other one.
All right.
You're just trying to be right to
annoy.
Who said to Fox News last month, we're not paying any legal bills from the RNC? Who said that?
Laura Trump?
Chris, that was Laura Trump.
Okay. Take them at their word when they say they're going to use money from the campaign to pay Trump's legal bills. Then they backtrack and now they backtrack from the backtrack.
Yeah, of course.
I believed them the first time.
Of course.
And so I'm not surprised by any of this.
Well, but how dumb are these donors even?
They are stupid AF.
But I mean, it's going to be fantastic. So no money's going down.
Right.
And he's going to take the whole party down.
Right.
Oh, God.
This is why nobody wants to give Trump any money.
Oh, okay.
Because he steals it from them.
Yes, he's never paid anyone
right.
back. Why would they think anybody? Okay. Sorry, I have a lot. I have a lot to talk to
you
Glenn
have
Kirshner
a
about.
Full craw.
Also, could I have my sexy liberal music,
yes,
please?
Okay.
I mean, I who is it that called yesterday and said they just bought like five cities? Which, I mean, are you a Steph? Are you a real sexy liberal?
It was our listener in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Larry Lee in Chicago said, we never understood the life of a deadhead. And then there was the Stephanie Miller show. The Beth and I met through the show, and Karen and Darcy, we went to Madison meet and greet and every other meet and greet until this year. We can't do all 15 shows. We wish we could, though. It is so much fun. It's, why not? Why can't you do all 15 shows?
Right. Doy.
Yeah, somebody, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to make you all competitive, but I'm just saying somebody has tickets to, what is it, four or five
yeah.
shows.
Yeah, you know, and like a Grateful Dead show, you know, go get high in the parking lot before you come in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Liz. Yeah, oh, that was it. Liz okay. said, I'm going to Chicago and Kansas City. I got Chicago as soon as it was announced last summer when I told my friend about all the dates and getting Kansas City tickets and told her I wish I could go to all the dates. She observed the Steph heads are like deadheads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Including getting high in the parking lot
yeah,
before the show.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. It's not your business.
Right.
Okay. Oh, here's another. From Liz. She said, by the way, I met this particular friend nearly 10 years ago when she overheard me across the bar in conversation about cutting the cord on DirecTV saying I still had to have the Stephanie Miller show. She called out, are you a Steph head?
Wow.
These are my people.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and one last one. I just, from everywhere, Tracy just said, I can't wait till May 18th in Albuquerque. 5 days a week of free speech TV is not enough, Stephanie. I agree. I mean, we don't want to work any more days, but we're coming to you. We're coming to you, Albuquerque.
Turn it. Do they call it the Kirk?
Left. No, yeah. No? They do not.
Okay. I don't know.
What? Where did that come from?
I have no idea. I've only been to Albuquerque a couple of times, so I don't know.
Uh-oh, Trump. Uh-oh. Tisha James moved her hand. It looks like it's going toward West. No, it's not. It's 40 Wall Street.
Maybe her hand is going to take a left turn at Albuquerque.
Oh, God. I'm going to enjoy every single second of his
boy.
Humiliation and panic.
Uh-huh.
So fantastic. Okay. Sexy liberal Glenn Kirshner coming up. And then, of course, Fridays with Frangela
yes.
and Fridays with Hugo
yes.
saying fantastic. Blow the roof. Off the sucka. Okay, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile,
yep.
the OG sexy liberal company, as we keep saying. They've been giving money to amazing progressive nonprofits forever, so for 11 billion years.
No, not that long.
Well, they've donated over $95 million.
That's a lot of money.
A good record. To Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center. Everybody's talking about that great Ann Richards, audio we played yesterday. Cecile Richards, of course, continuing her great
yep.
work. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that good feeling that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. And switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your current number. Get in the car. Let's go. We're going to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. Learn more at credomobile.com. Get $250 off by just typing in Steph.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
People saw me and assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
Oh, it's another layer of panic and desperation. Uh-huh. Maggie Haberman reveals Trump world chatter about Trump rage at property seizures and possible bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Okay, but he can't discharge the fraud debt. Nope. From. So, oh God, this is just getting better and better. Kyle Griffin tweeted this morning, Trump's lawyers are saying in court that Trump doesn't have the funds to cover the civil fraud appeal bond. But just now, Trump himself claimed that he has almost $500 million in cash.
Yeah.
Here comes Letitia James with a slide whistle. Oh, do you though? Do you now? Well, let me, okay. Harrison tweets, you know what weakness looks like? Begging people for money to help you pay the hundreds of millions of dollars in fines you owe from years of financial fraud. It is just, I mean, it really is. I'm running out of words to describe this moment in time, this crook that they have nominated for president again that is begging. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Pete in Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good buddy, every morning. So on that topic,
how you doing?
So I saw there was an interview with Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Bless me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked point blank if, I think it was on Fox News even, where she was asked if if Trump asked the Saudi government or the Russian government for money to post the bond, and she did not answer that directly.
I saw that. She, Alina Hubbard. Hubba.
So here's my thought experiment, or here's my hypothetical to chew on for the weekend. If he does indeed, but there's a squirrel and the dogs have to argue.
I was
going to
say, was that mine or yours? Oh, all right. Unless your dog is throwing his voice, that's yours. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, it does. I'm not saying they're not gifted, but I don't think they have that kind of fun yet. But, you know, if he does indeed get the money from a foreign government, do you think that would be a bridge too far? Like, how many Rubicons can the Republican electorate cross in defense of this guy?
Yeah.
Like, when will enough finally be enough? And that's a question that I think is yet to be answered.
Yeah. And, you know, Pete, it really is that tweet I just read. Your dog is as agitated as I am this morning.
Right. You're getting away with this.
It's true.
No,
know,
but,
I'm with him.
But this layer of just, you know, incredulity at this point that this guy is engaged in a lifetime of defrauding people, and now he's defrauding people to pay that debt that he has compiled from defrauding people. I mean, it's,
What blows my mind to this day is John Bolton has, you know, ye of the caterpillar mustache.
Yes.
Has come out and told the Republican electorate, my God, this guy asked the Chinese government to directly get involved in the 2020 elections on his behalf.
Yeah.
And the Republican electorate is just fine with that. That blows my mind.
Yeah, it all. We've passed mind blown quite some time ago. Oh, something just happened on Morning Joe. Angela Clare wanted to alert me to.
Okay.
He said that he thinks it's going to be Reagan in reverse, meaning Trump will lose in a landslide. And he said, she said, hey, Joe, you're using the wrong analogy. It's not Reagan in reverse. There's a decent chance if we work hard enough, Donald Trump is about to get goldwatered. And honey, I'm not talking about Russian sex workers. You know what? I think my dad would want Trump to get Goldwater'd. So on behalf of my dad and Goldwater, let's Goldwater this mother.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right.
They only won six states. Let's do this. My dad would be totally on board with this. Let's Goldwater him.
And we don't mean pee.
Golden shower that mother with boats. Okay. Let's go. Let's go to Chuck in Tucson. Hello, Chuck. Welcome.
Hi. I'm Loke AZ. Deadhead in Tucson here. I'd like to be the official deadhead of the Steffi Miller Show.
Sure. Yeah. Are you high right now?
Not yet. I was just about to.
Wake and bake. Okay. Yeah.
Wake and bake, please. Hey, but here's the thing I want to tell you. I used to get very upset when they would compare Trump rallies to deadheads because it was always the same crap, same stuff over and over.
Right.
You guys are exactly like the Grateful Dead because every show will be different.
Exactly.
That's right.
And every show is different. And we've been doing this a long time, and I still only have a touch of gray. I did that joke just for you.
You're very welcome. I like that. That's pretty cool. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's what I just wanted to say.
Are you coming to see us in Phoenix?
Are you coming to Phoenix?
I have no money. I'm a poor deadhead. I would love to, but I can't afford it. So.
Help me.
Unless someone wants to buy one of my paintings, it's not happening.
Oh, buy one of Chuck's paintings so we can go to Phoenix, sexy liberal. All right, love you.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right. He's right. They aren't like deadheads. Steffheads are like deadheads. Right. We believe in peace, love, right?
Yeah.
Peace, love, and tie-dye. Okay. That was the only dead song I can think of. What's the other one? Truckin'? What am I thinking of?
Truckin'.
He could go truckin' from Tucson to Phoenix if someone would just buy his painting. Come on, everybody.
It's a ride.
Get on it. Karen in Chicago.
It's just straight up the 10.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trucking. Okay. I'm done with dead jokes now.
Because those are the only two songs you know.
My jokes are dead already. Hi. Hi, Karen. Hello.
Well, now you know what happens at our biweekly Zoom calls with staff heads.
Okay.
They're usually wearing tie-dye, and David Hoff is lighting a fatty up. It's out of control. But... what I want to say, Donald Trump could not be hired as a bank teller.
No.
He couldn't be hired to be a barista. there are credit checks and background checks mm-hmm. that prospective candidates for any job in America have yeah. to go through. He wouldn't get approved.
That's
he
right.
would not be hired. So why in God's name yep. are we going to let this guy back in? We are
not. Glenn Kirshner next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin got off to a snowy start to the day. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for most of the state through mid-morning. The Department of Transportation was asking drivers to slow down and leave plenty of room for snowplows. Wisconsin's childcare industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin childcare centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Traffic on East Washington Avenue was briefly blocked Wednesday afternoon after a car caught on fire. It happened around the 3400 block just before 4:30. Firefighters found a vehicle in the siding of a house on fire and were able to quickly put it out. Nobody was hurt, and the house's interior wasn't damaged. But the fire still caused an estimated $50,000 in damages. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. While the Wisconsin Historical Museum in downtown Madison is closed this summer, that doesn't mean that kids don't have a chance to learn about Wisconsin history this year. The State Historical Society is holding three interactive programs later this summer. Kids can learn more about the state's history and the many exhibits at the museum and participate in special activities to create their own museum exhibits. The three programs are for kids ages 5 and up and begin in June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The
this may very well move forward next week and he starts seeing properties taken away from him. Where is he going to turn? There's a possibility he's going to look to foreign, it could be adversaries, it could be individuals within nations that are our adversaries, to lend him money if he's not able to secure loans here.
Okay, I need 110 billion hours with this guy, but okay, let's thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Okay, I need to concentrate. People, stop sending me Glenn's football picture when he was in college. Not survivable by any female or gay guy. Okay, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Steph.
Okay. So where do we start with all this? So the clock, I can hear the 60 minutes clock in my head, which makes me so happy. I'm sure Trump can too. This, I mean, there's reporting out this morning, Maggie Haberman reveals Trump world shatter. About Trump rage at property seizures, possible bankruptcy. So the first thing I've heard is you can't discharge fraud through bankruptcy, fraud debt, right? I mean, obviously Trump just went on social media and said he has $500 million in cash. So here's where what he says meets a court of law, right? So what?
Well, Steph,
go ahead.
The good news, I didn't hear that he just said that, but the good news for Donald Trump is he can just take that $500 million, deposit it in the court's escrow account. He needs to come up with another couple of $100,000 to account for the interest that will accrue during the appeal. But if he's telling the truth, bully for him. I guess, you know, Tish James won't have to begin seizing his properties. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Donald Trump's probably not telling the truth.
Right. But I guess, once again, there's no consequence for that. I mean, because obviously the judge would say the same thing you just did. Okay, great. Well, then you can pay your bond. But
And not only that, Steph, do you think he would have authorized his lawyers to file that unbelievably embarrassing court filing that said Donald Trump doesn't have the money, Donald Trump cannot get anybody to issue him a bond because nobody trusts him and he doesn't have the assets to secure a bond? Listen, if he had $500 million, he would not have wanted his lawyers to put his you-know-what in the wind like that.
Yeah. Yes. So we were talking yesterday about this, the monitor, what is her name, former Judge Barbara Jones. So obviously it appears to me the judge is concerned also about last-minute Donald Trump. What's the legal term? Effery, let's just say.
Mishigas?
Yeah. No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
Effery.
Effery.
Sorry, I didn't have access to my, you know, worry.
Okay.
Because he wants every detail on their attempt to secure a bond because, you know, the sound we just played for you was his former spokesperson saying what everyone's speculating, he's going to get it from a foreign source if he does do a last-minute Hail Mary. So does the monitor mean we will get some transparency on that?
Yeah, so she is all over Trump. And if he attempts to, quote, dissipate his assets, which is
right,
the word Judge Engoron used when he promoted Barbara Jones to an enhanced monitor, which I think is nice. So if he tries to mess around, she's going to be all over it. She's going to report it to the court and he could be held in contempt. I kind of feel like Judge Engoron may be itching to hold him in contempt because in many ways, Judge Engoron has been very restrained over the life of this case. But here's my favorite part of Judge Engoron's new order. He said, and Barbara Jones is permitted to hire any outside professionals she believes are necessary to oversee what Donald Trump is doing. And Donald Trump will pay for it. Had a little Mexico will pay for the wall ring to it. But don't you love that he has to pay for his the watchdogs that will then be overseeing his attempt to play games with his assets? That feels like a little bit of poetic justice.
Yeah. I keep saying that it appears to me, if it's true he can't get the money anywhere, it's because no one thinks he's going to win. So, you know what I mean? Like, otherwise, like, you know, having a United States president in your pocket would be a pretty good investment. But I think One of the things I wondered about is I think Letitia James said something about you don't have to get the bond all from one place. You could get, you know, smaller ones. Why didn't he do that? I'm just sort of curious.
Because nobody wants to be the person to step up and say, I vouch for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm willing to insure him. Think about it. No insurance company, no surety, no bondsman is willing to step up and say, I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to guarantee that Donald Trump will pay out in total at the end of the day if he loses his appeal. So, you know, and who would want to be in that position? So it's not a surprise that he's not able to get anybody to put this up for him.
Yeah. Here is Chris Lavoie's wants to rain on my parade story that he'd like you to comment.
Well, I mean,
the headline is from CNN, Donald Trump may be about to get $3 billion richer, but it won't likely solve his cash crunch. It's this Truth Social thing, right?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute. I mean, I have been looking at this story and I've been looking for some evidence that this is actually going to happen. But if it is, the question is, okay, where is all of this money pouring in from? Who's willing to bet on Donald Trump being successful on this, you know, third-rate social media platform that is going to merge with a bigger company? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. If it happens, we need to know who is the funding behind it. You're going to have to go through lots of shell corporations, I suspect. But here's the thing, Steph. If this was really imminent and he was about to get $3 billion flowing into his coffers, he wouldn't have filed that motion just a couple of days ago saying, or having his attorney say, Donald Trump is flat broke. He can't afford a bond. So the two things don't make a lot of sense to me.
All right, let's get back to the fun stuff. Letitia James takes first steps to seize Trump's Seven Springs Resort in Westchester. Former Trump attorney tells Newsmax Letitia James absolutely could be targeting us. It could seize Mar-a-Lago. Oh, this is so much fun. It's like playing real life Monopoly. What? So obviously she doesn't have to file in Manhattan where Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street, because that's where the judgment is. But so obviously she's getting ready, right? She's crossing her T's and dotting her I's. Like, obviously the two Westchester properties.
She's basically perfecting the state's interest in Donald Trump's Westchester County properties in New York. I love the Daily Beast article about this because they called it the storied Trump estate. This Seven Springs 212-acre sprawling estate, and they actually call it a Bruce Wayne-like mansion on that 212 acres, which prompted me to say, okay, one thing we know for sure, Donald Trump ain't turning into Batman anytime soon. Maybe the Joker, but I got to give props to the Daily Beast for spinning it that way.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, this is the, Jordan Sekulow, one of the former Trump lawyers, said Letitia James absolutely will target Trump's New York properties, may even go outside the state. As far as the courts can infer, sureties may have refused to accept defendant-specific holdings as collateral because using Mr. Trump's real estate will generally need a property appraisals, and his holdings are not nearly as valuable as defendants claim. That was another little Tish James. He was asked, do you really expect Letitia James to actually move forward with taking over Trump properties in New York? His former lawyer said, absolutely, I do. He meant this in a bad way, but then also talked about Mar-a-Lago. So how does she make those decisions about what to go after if indeed she...
That's a great question because, now listen, she did her homework in preparation for the New York fraud trial. They had expert testimony on the true valuation on lots of Donald Trump's properties. So she knows better than we do exactly how much equity each of these properties might have. So she's going to have to make some thoughtful decisions about, you know, on what properties to put these liens and then begin seizing them. And, you know, the devil's in kind of the procedural details regarding how she extracts the value out of each property until it totals the amount of the judgment, which is more than $500 million, not even accounting for interest. So, you know, listen, she has a whole team of financial experts that I am sure are making these decisions as we speak.
So it makes me so happy. Okay. State prosecutors, so turn to the other one. State prosecutors in New York said Thursday fewer than 300 of the over 170,000 documents recently turned over to lawyers for Trump are potentially relevant to his criminal defense, and their case alleging falsified business records should proceed to trial on April 15th. It says most of the 270 documents are corroborative of existing evidence. So your friend Norm Eisen said, I've just done a first pass through all nine filings that were released today in the Manhattan Trump criminal case. I've seen enough. SDNY's last-minute document dump is not going to significantly slow this trial. I'm booking my hotel room for April. What say you, sir?
Yeah, Norm is right. And my three favorite words, I poured through the Alvin Bragg filings as well. My three favorite words, enough is enough. Enough with the Trump delays. This is, yes, there were some documents that were provided late in the game. That was in part due to Donald Trump's lawyers subpoenaing those documents from the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office. They got them late. And yes, Alvin Bragg's office have been asking for these documents for more than a year. They got some late. They turned them over. And it's basically duplicative of stuff that Trump and his lawyers already have. Plus, most of it is incriminating, inculpatory. That's what's in the Bragg motion. So he said, enough is enough, enough with the delays. April 25th ought to be the date we get this justice show on the road. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So one other Norm Eisen, or this is Norm Ornstein, sorry, talked about Judge Cannon. Her removal from this case and from the judiciary and her disbarment cannot come soon enough. I mean, there's been a lot said about this latest, the words just wacky used about, her rulings. But, I know our friend Harry Littman wrote a piece in L.A. Times about that. She seems to have protected herself enough. So what are Jack Smith's options for any of that, Glenn, removal, yes, recusal?
Right now, Steph, the recusal bucket is overflowing, and it's past time that Jack Smith empty that bucket into the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and let's litigate this issue in the full light of day, and then we'll live with the opinion of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. But remember, that's the same court that ruled previously that Judge Aileen Cannon abused her judicial discretion, did something the law does not allow to the extreme benefit of Donald Trump, and she, quote, interfered with an ongoing DOJ investigation into the classified documents that were seized from Mar-a-Lago. I do, as a footnote, Steph, this old prosecutor finds it curious that he's thinking about selling Mar-a-Lago to satisfy his civil fraud judgment.
Yeah.
And that would be letting the defendant sell the crime scene to satisfy a massive civil fraud judgment only in America.
Wow. I didn't even think of that, Glenn.
But it's
You're
also
right.
His home. Would he really sell his home?
I like the whole, sorry, let me get my creek scenario.
Yeah.
Feds just come in, take everything, including Moira's wigs. Glenn, yeah, that's it. There are so many layers of this that just are so unbelievable. But I thought it was interesting. His former lawyer, Ty Cobb, talked about Judge Cannon, saying this is a remarkable misunderstanding of applicable law. It's embarrassing. She's been struggling so dramatically in this case since the start when she butchered the special master decision and the 11th Circuit took her to task for it. This is a totally baffling position. The theory that Trump has the ability to designate classified material as personal records is absurd on its face. There's no legal support for that, but she's put Jack Smith in a position of trying to draft jury instructions in advance that would posit that question to the jury. I think it's such a fundamental error. He said her rulings provide basis for seeking her recusal, but the 11th Circuit would have to agree to grant this request, as you just said.
Yeah, Steph, let me just say, I read these two proposed jury instructions, what everybody should know is, first of all, when you firm up jury instructions after the trial has concluded admitting the evidence, because only then do you know what instructions of law will apply to the evidence that's been admitted. We don't even have a trial date, and she proposes two jury instructions that, in essence, direct the jury to find him not guilty. These are not accurate recitations of the law in these proposed jury instructions. These are being proposed by somebody who is de facto Donald Trump's defense attorney, his ally.
Yeah.
That's why, at some point, you have to make the motion to recuse.
Yeah.
Because if we look back and she dismisses it with prejudice, which means it can't be appealed and he can't be tried again, everybody's going to be kicking themselves. Why didn't they file a motion to recuse. You've got to file that motion.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I know some. It's sort of like, you know, funny, not funny, when, you know, people are like, well, she's the best lawyer on Trump's team. I'll give her that. Can't judge Cannon. I mean, it's so, yeah, Ty Cobb said a month ago she ordered the identities of witnesses to be disclosed, and Jack Smith pointed out to her that that was not allowable. It's really remarkable some of the things she's done that are just fundamentally unhinged. She hasn't announced a trial date, obviously. He said she will announce a trial date at some point. I don't think she has any intention of letting this case come to trial, obviously, before the election. To her credit, it's not the only case she's made fundamental errors in. She could merely be incompetent. Well, like everybody in Trump world, is it incompetence, malfeasance, or both? Right?
Yeah, I think it's incompetence, and I think it's bias, right? I you can't say that, okay, she's just incompetent, when every single incompetent move she makes works to Donald Trump's advantage. It becomes more than just incompetence. So, again, time to make the motion. The law says if a judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, they shall recuse themselves from the case. Fairly low bar. And, you know, let's get this motion filed.
Oh, speaking of Barr, as in Bill Barr, let's talk about what we heard this week from Lev Parnas.
Yeah.
In this just clown car, you know, that the Republicans keep putting on. Lindy Lee summed it up. She joins us next week. Bill Barr tried to destroy Lev Parnas to protect Trump. He lied about the Mueller report to protect Trump. He shielded Kavanaugh from a real investigation to protect Trump. He weaponized the DOJ against E. Jean Carroll to protect Trump. Media, stop rehabilitating this criminal. I always come back to this about Bill Barr and about what, you know, everything Lev Parnas just, what was your reaction this week?
Yeah, so Steph, do we see the pattern that has emerged? Think about Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman, and Rudy Giuliani, right? That three-headed cabal that was, you know, over in Ukraine, essentially, you know, funneling Russian disinformation to the United States so that it could be used to damage Joe Biden. Think about the fact that Lev and Igor, and I think it would be a great movie title, Lev and Igor's Excellent Adventure. Lev and Igor go to prison. Rudy Giuliani is not held accountable at all. Think about Michael Cohen, who's in a conspiracy with Donald Trump to interfere with the 2016 election by paying hush money and then committing felony business records fraud to cover it up. Michael Cohen goes to prison. Donald Trump not admitted of accountability. You know, there's also the parallel with all of the boots of the insurrection, the guys and the gals that Donald Trump said, go attack the Capitol and stop the certification, going to prison, and Donald Trump and the entire hierarchy of the insurrection having no accountability. There seems to be a pattern emerging here.
Real quick, way long. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it would have been absurd to block special counsel's language on Biden's memory. Really? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I disagree with him. If there's something that is objectively unfair or inaccurate, I don't think the AG has no authority to just spew it into the public square. And when Robert Hur doesn't put in his report what we found in the transcript telling Joe Biden, you have photographic recall of the House, that doesn't make it into the report. But, oh, he's old and forgetful, makes it into the report. That's unfair, objectively unfair.
Yeah. Four words, Attorney General Glenn Kirshner.
Yes.
It starts in Philadelphia.
Oh,
sexy liberal.
Can't
he
wait.
Will be there. Get your tickets now at sexyliberal.com. Love you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
All right. 52 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show, brought to you by Jen Yousell.
Yep.
I was just thinking this morning, I'm going to take a picture. I have all my little products are laid out because I have my little morning routine, my little, my little evening routine with all of my Jen Yousell products because they're always coming up with something else. And Jen 90 is the newest.
Yep.
It's this amazing wrinkle cream. I use it under my eyes, forehead wrinkles, that little thing in your neck.
That little waddle thingy?
Yeah. Anything you got. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. It starts working in seconds, you know, because you feel that tingle every time. That's the reason Jen Yousell has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. Chris and I have been using it 11 billion years.
Yes,
and we look the exact same age. Genucel XV. That's where it all starts every morning. I use it, the moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. Ooh, it's so silky and smooth. Right now, during Genucel's spring sale, you get the Gen 90 and the XV and the under eye bag treatment as well. OMG, go right now to genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and is one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Oh. Oh, my God. I didn't even have time for Georgia with Glenn Kirshner, no. But he tweeted, Georgia judge allows Trump to appeal an issue in his RICO case, but the judge will not pause the case because, hashtag,
justice matters.
Thank you. That was an easy one. Okay, Fridays with Fugelsang and Frangela all coming up.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kristen Lyerly and Max Inc. host Terry Barr. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.